Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Joe at RTE.ie. In this issue, IVF and IVF funding and the exorbitant price of IVF was raised last week in the programme. Kim Durand. Kim, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
You want to ask the government a question?
I do. Basically, we have been going through this now for the last number of years, myself and my husband.
IVF
and all things fertility. We originally started off, and the consultant in my hospital was helping us out, and then she referred us to a private clinic, and we were shocked by the cost involved, by the, you know, and obviously if the cost of one cycle is involved, there's no guarantees, you know, it's not even as high as a 50-50 with them, and that's true, no fault of anybody, that's just the way it is. And of course we went looking into seeing how it could be helped. It's something that I've known since I was a baby, that I, you know, so 5 years of age, this is something that's going to be struggling with due to an illness that I had when I was a child, and I struggle to see how there is no help available for couples in our situation. And I know there are many, many couples, like myself, my husband are in healthcare. I both work in hospitals. I work in children's hospital. He works in maternity hospital. We haven't, you know, we've been working away throughout this whole time. And I know the government have obviously been preoccupied with the COVID, but the funding was supposed to be allocated and just hasn't. Nothing's happened since, and I just don't know.
The funding was due to be allocated in 2017, I think, was it?
2017, originally. It started out at 3 million, and then I heard a report of 2 million, and then it went down to 1 million. And I just, obviously, anything would be better than nothing for couples, but the amount of us in this position, I think 1 million is going to be a drop in the ocean when it finally does come, if ever it does come. And, you know, we're all holding on hope that it will. It's a struggle.
The Department of Health says, in regard to the legislation on assisted human reproduction, it is not possible at this time to give definite timelines for the completion of the draft bill, its subsequent passage through the House of Oireachtas, or its enactment. However, the enactment of the bill is included in the programme for government.
So it's on their agenda.
2025?
Yeah, hopefully, if even.
Your point is the people who are availing or need to avail of IVF, the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking, exactly.
Apart from the meter measuring the money, it's ticking, but the clock is also ticking as well.
The clock is also ticking, yeah, exactly. And we have registered with a clinic, a well-known fertility clinic in the city centre, and obviously they're doing everything they can to help us. And they particularly happen to be a not-for-profit clinic, which it just happens to be that way, and they just completely have to run their costs of the procedures, which is completely understandable. But at the same time, through fundraising and crowdfunding and GoFundMe pages, we've been trying everything to try and, you know, help and see if we could even part fund the cost of the IVF for ourselves. I mean, we're a young couple, we're only 2 years married, or just a little bit over, and we're still saving for our first home as well. So it's just, it's all building up.
So everything was put on hold during COVID, it seems.
Everything was put on hold during COVID. There was no mention of all the fertility clinics were closed, which is fair enough. And we were busy in the hospital here, and my husband was busy in his hospital, so it was probably just right that that happened. But now everything is starting to come up and running again. We're saving a little bit here and there. And
how's your hospital now, Kim?
The hospital here is still scaling up activity again, so we're getting busy. Yeah, with the you know, obviously there's going to be ramifications of waiting lists and stuff like that, but I think you know, we can definitely see it getting a bit busier, and we've been working throughout. We haven't stopped working, so it's kind of just the same old for us. We're still going, you know, so it's not been too bad for us.
Okay, well, thank you for your service, Kim, and your husband, two of you. That's some extraordinary perseverance over the last 6 months, the two of you working on the front line, and also that stress of IVF, and can we go through it? By the way, where are we going to get the money to go through it?
Exactly. And, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Kim, I wish you well, you and your partner, and please God, a child as well. That's Kim DeRod.